He didn't hear the third blow, or the fourth. Chapter 1.
What should we drink to?
Good question, Jane. Dixon raised his pint glass in his right hand. How about living to fight another day?
I'll drink to that, said Roger Poland.
Me too,
replied Jane Winter. They touched glasses in the middle of the table and then each took a large swig of beer.
You really shouldn't be drinking that,
said Jane, frowning at Dixon.
Yes, Mother.
Detective Inspector Nick Dixon had discharged himself from hospital earlier that day, following surgery to remove a fish filleting knife from his left shoulder 2 days before. His arm was still in a sling, and he was topped up with painkillers, which made the perfect cocktail with a pint of Kingfisher. He was enjoying a celebratory meal in his favorite curry house, the Zalsha in Burnham-on-Sea, with Detective Constable Jane Winter and the senior pathologist from Musgrove Park Hospital, Dr. Roger Poland.
So, you two are a couple then?
Asked Poland.
The grapevine's been working overtime, said Dixon.
Who told you?
Asked Jane.
Can't remember. It was weeks ago.
Weeks?
Most people think we started seeing each other before we actually did,
said Dixon.
Everyone enjoys a bit of gossip, don't they?
Said Poland.
Police officers are no different.
Worse, if anything, said Dixon.
How's the arm?
It'll be fine, or so they tell me. It missed the important stuff, apparently. I've got a few internal stitches and some tramadol to keep me going.
Tramadol and Kingfisher?
Poland turned to Jane.
He'll be asleep before the main course arrives.
All the more for us,
replied Jane. The restaurant was filling up by the time their starters arrived. It was popular, even on a Tuesday night.
I'm still pissed off I missed the carnival. I've not seen it since 1995, and the first chance I get to go, I'm in bloody hospital, said Dixon.
There's always next year,
said Jane.
If you live that long, you've only been here a few months, and you've almost been shot, and then got yourself stabbed.
Thanks for that, Roger. You've cheered me up no end.
My pleasure!
Jane was watching Dixon tucking into his chic kebab starter.
Better than hospital food?
She asked.
Don't get me started on that. I'm sure they do their best, but...
Don't look at me, said Poland. It's not something my patients usually complain about.
Their laughter was drowned out by a commotion at a table at the back of the restaurant. Dixon heard raised voices and breaking glass. He turned to see lager pouring off the table onto the floor. Two waiters were already in attendance, one clearing up the broken glass, and the other attempting to calm the situation. The diners were seated, two on the fixed bench seat with their backs to the wall, the third sitting opposite them on a wicker-backed dining chair. Dixon watched while one waiter cleared up the spilt lager and the other fetched a replacement pint.
Relax, you're off duty,
said Poland.
Off sick, said Jane.
Dixon turned back to Jane and Roger Poland. They were sitting on the bench seat opposite Dixon, who had his back to the restaurant.
Just keep an eye on them, will you? It's a bit early to be that pissed.
By 9 p.m., Dixon was finishing off his chicken tikka biryani. Jane and Roger Poland had finished picking at the remains of various dishes in the middle of the table, and the waiters had begun clearing the empty dishes away. The conversation had ranged from forensic entomology and decomposition rates to the anatomy of gunshot and blast injuries. Dixon had noticed some strange looks from the diners sitting at the next table. He had also been keeping an eye on the table at the back of the restaurant, looking over his shoulder at various intervals throughout the evening, much to Jane's annoyance. The three diners had been quiet for the last hour, except for the occasional outburst from the young man with short dark hair, sitting with his back to the wall. He was opposite the empty chair. To his right sat a young woman, and opposite her, an older man. All three were dressed casually, the younger man wearing a white polo shirt and black jeans. On the floor to his left was a brown leather jacket. He had a tattoo on his left forearm and was well tanned.